And won't you pray with me, please? Father, now as we go into your word, we pray that your Holy Spirit would speak to us. Father, may we open our eyes so that we can see the truth, and open our ears so that we can hear the truth, and open our hearts so that we might receive the truth that you are the best Father ever. Well, it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, Father's Day brings back a lot of memories for me, from bear hugs to burnt carpet to knocking out the back of a fireplace with a log, or tearing off the roof of our neighbor because I was jumping off of it, hanging on to a parachute when I was about 8, to motorcycle accidents, to wrecked cars. I could go on and on and on. And I can tell you, I know that my dad was special. Do you know how I know? Because I'm still living. You know, all through those issues of putting a hole in brand new carpet and knocking out the back of a fireplace that my dad had to go back and reconstruct, and to having to replace the roof of our neighbor because I was running up and down his roof and tore it all to pieces, and motorcycle accidents and wrecked cars, through all of that, you know what? My dad still loved me. So let me tell you about my daddy. He passed away, gosh, maybe 30 years ago now. It's been quite a while. My daddy and I, we were tight. We were close. He had some very defining characteristics. He had huge calves. His legs looked like Popeye's forearms. Never seen a person that had calves the way that he did. He had big calves and no hair. He was about 5'9" tall. He weighed about 230 pounds. And in his 40s, he could still stand on his hands and walk around like a gymnast. In high school, he played offensive and defensive tackle. In his senior year, they won the state championship in Pennsylvania. He had a scholarship to go play football at Penn State, but chose to serve his country in World War II as a paratrooper. My dad loved to eat. He could consume an entire packet of saltine crackers and peanut butter at one sitting, along with a large bowl of Cheerios and with bananas chopped up in it. He loved steak. He loved baked potato. He loved salad. And he loved tapioca pudding. We called him Pop. Joe gave him that name because he didn't think that Daddy-O was appropriate, so he called him Pop, and that name stuck. My dad was very go-lucky. He was fun to be around, but my dad wasn't perfect. He had a tendency to use bad words. He had the tendency to tell off-color jokes. And when he was little, he stuttered a lot. He worked hard to get rid of that stuttering. And in his adult age, the only time he stuttered was when he got excited. My dad loved the deer hunt. He bought a four-wheel drive truck and a camper for us to stay in when we went deer hunting. And he put two large mirrors on this old truck that he bought. And he told me the first time that we took it out in the woods, "Do not rip these mirrors off my truck." Well, we were going down a large hill, and my dad started to stutter. And I'm looking at him like, "What's wrong?" And about that time, one of the mirrors just go flying off. A vine had wrapped around it. And after that vine ripped off, he didn't stutter anymore. I knew exactly every word that he said. When I was a little boy, I used to like to play with small one-inch little metal cars. Remember those little metal cars when you were little? And I would take those cars and I would start on my dad's leg and I would run him up his leg, run him up over his belly, up over his chest, over his shoulder, down over his arm, back down his leg, over and over and over again while he was watching TV, and he never said a word. My dad had a gift. My dad could watch TV and sleep at the same time. When I would go to change the channel while he was snoring, he would wake up and say, "Hey, I was watching that." I think some of you all may have that same gift. I want to be like my daddy, but not my earthly daddy. You see, my earthly daddy had faults and hang-ups and issues and worries and heartaches. My daddy was made in the image of God. We all are. But the image is incomplete and it's damaged. It's distorted by the sin in our life. And God came as Jesus to restore that image that we have lost. Look at 2 Corinthians 4:4. Paul tells us that, "In whom the god of this world, which is Satan, hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ,"
what?
"Who is the image of God,"
"should shine unto them." So who is the image of God?
Who is it?
Christ.
Jesus.
Christ is the Greek word for Messiah. Jesus is the Messiah. So Christ is the image of God. If you ever want to see what God looks like, look at Jesus, because he is God. You heard the saying, like father, like son? I had a professor tell me one time that Jesus is the spitting image of God. He's the spitting, you ever heard anybody say, he's a spitting image of his daddy. She's a spitting image of her mother. This professor said, Jesus is the spitting image of God. You want to see what God looks like? Look at Jesus. Now, look at Ephesians 4:24. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to
put off
which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be what?
Made
new. In the act of your mind, and to
put on the new self, created to be like God.
And to righteousness and holiness. So what are we to be created like? God. God wants us to be like him. God wants us to be in his spitting image. Dads and granddads, I said this on Mother's Day and it's appropriate for today. Children are a gift from God. But what we do with them is our gift back to God. Did you hear that? Children are a gift from God. But what we do with our children is a gift back to God. I want to be like my daddy, my heavenly daddy. It's God's plan for me, his desire for me, his wish for me is to be like him. Dads, granddads, moms, grandmoms, God's desire is the same for you. Fathers, do you know that your children idolize you? Do you know, parents in general, the first time a child sees God is in you? The way that you portray God to your children makes a big deal on how the child understands, accepts, and grows in Christ. Fathers and grandfathers, God's plan for you is to look like him. So that your children, when they idolize you and they look at you, they see the real God, God the Father, the Heavenly Father, in you. And your children will grow up to be the spitting image of you, who you are the spitting image of God. Do you see how that works? Generation after generation, that's God's plan for the family. He wants the mom and dad to be in the spitting image of him so that the children, when they see mom and dad, they see God. They become the spitting image of him, and it goes on from generation to generation to generation. I am proud to say all of my children know Jesus Christ as their Savior. They are in the spitting image of God, and all of my grandchildren but one, and she's coming, knows Jesus as their personal Savior. That's God's plan for the family. God's plan is for you to be like him. So I want to be like my daddy, not my earthly father. He had issues and hang-ups, and I loved him dearly. I teased him like there was no tomorrow. We wrestled. We argued. I pretended the restaurant was on fire one time, and he tried to catch me, and if he caught me, he probably would have killed me. But we were great friends, and he was my daddy, but he had issues and faults and hang-ups. I don't want to be like him. I want to be like my Heavenly Father, and let me tell you why. You see, our Heavenly Father is full of love. Our Heavenly Daddy is full of love, and life is all about relationships. And relationships are all about love. Whether it's the marriage relationship, whether it's friendship, whether it's family, relationships are all about love. Jesus knew how to love. He never met a person he didn't love. He put people first, and he was not selfish. My dad told me one time in my entire life that he loved me. Once. And that was right before he died. He didn't have to tell me. I knew it by the way he treated me. Jesus' type of love says, I love you all the time, no matter what. You see, God's love creates great relationships. I want to be like my Heavenly Daddy. Jesus had a great faith. It allowed him to live with confidence. Jesus was in complete harmony with God. Jesus knew his purpose in life. Jesus didn't worry. He did not have fear. He had faith. He trusted God. I want to be like my Heavenly Daddy, full of faith and no fear. You realize that that's what fear is, right? You know what fear is? Fear is a lack of faith. Fear is a lack of faith. I want to be like my Heavenly Father, like Jesus, who is full of faith and able to walk in confidence, no fear, no anxiety, because he's got faith in God that my Father is in control. You know, daddies can kiss boo-boos and make them feel better. You get your children run up to you when they got a problem and they got a boo-boo. But my Heavenly Daddy, he can heal a broken heart. My Heavenly Daddy can mend a broken spirit. He can give meaning to a meaningless life. He can heal the lame, give sight to the blind, heal skin conditions, heal blood disorders. My daddy can raise people from the dead. I want my children to know my daddy and know him well. Jesus had a great prayer life. Because of that, he always knew what to say. You ever notice that? When people would come up to him, Jesus always knew what to say because he was in constant communication with God. He took time to know God and know his mind and to know his heart. So when people would ask him something, he knew what to say. He always had the right words to say. He always knew how to respond. He was so close to his daddy, he knew what to do. I want to be like my Heavenly Daddy. Jesus had great wisdom. He knew God's word. He knew how to apply God's word. He gained wisdom from God's word. I want to be like my Heavenly Daddy. As I said, I was 1 week out, and I felt like I was in a desert because I wasn't in God's word. I want to be like my Heavenly Daddy. Jesus was humble. He never flaunted his power or his position. He submitted to God's will. He trusted God's plan for his life. Because of this, Jesus had peace and joy in difficult times. I want to be like my Heavenly Daddy. Don't you want to have a life like that? Jesus was obedient. He chose God over the world. Jesus trusted God in all things for everything. This created a stress-free, worry-free life. I want to be like my daddy. And I want my children to be like my daddy. Jesus was forgiving. He never held a grudge. He did not build walls. He built bridges of forgiveness. There's nothing that we can't do that Jesus won't forgive. I want to be like my Heavenly Daddy. I want to be like my daddy. And I want my children to have a life that is full of love and faith and prayer and wisdom and humbleness and obedience and forgiveness. Dads, this is God's want. And he wants you to teach your children. And it starts with the dad and the granddad. And if you're like your daddy, there's a great chance that your children will be too. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, we love you and praise you. And Lord, I pray this morning that if there are those dads and granddads here this morning that are not right with you, that today would be a day, Lord, that they would just submit their heart to you and said, Lord, I'm yours. I want you to fill me with your spirit, and I want to make wise choices. And if the things that I'm doing are harming my children and some of the things, the way I act, Lord, take those things away from me and let me be like you. Lord, make me into your spitting image. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. For this morning, for all who need to come.
Your saving your life has changed. Our Lord is waiting for you here to make you into his spitting image for
Thank you.